Oh, so good, so good, so good. Lord, you are so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Vicky, for getting communion. Praise the Lord. As I was taking my communion, I remembered about halfway through doing that, that I discovered one day when I was over here, I opened the refrigerator and there was the communion. I took the communion while I was over here. And I had discovered that this is not difficult, that if you just take the top off, the wafer falls in your hand. I was always trying to split those two little pieces and get the wafer out before I took the top off. And as I was doing it, my thinking was, I should probably set this down, I'll do it later. And then I said, I'm going to do it, and the Lord said, it's worth the effort. It is worth the effort, folks. It is worth the effort. And as Sue was sharing, and she was talking about the hard parts of the life and that had gone on and had been a long time. And I thought, you know what? Those things lasted for a while, but eternity will last for a lifetime. Hallelujah. We can wait upon the Lord and he will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles, and we will run and not go weary and walk and not faint, you know. We want to see those things. We want to see them, and so we see them before. Because faith is a hope. It's the substance of hope in the things not seen. But because God has said them, because Jesus has promised them, then we can, standing on the promises, we can stand on the promises. We need to quit standing on slippery slopes and just stand on the promises. And rejoice in the promises. I love that. He said that your sister was just fun. You must have had your fun moments, you know. But, you know, the thing is we can decide that. Some people say, well, I'm just not that way. Why not? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, as we begin to believe the promises. As we begin to absorb the promises. Then we begin to experience the promises. And we might experience them for a moment. We might experience them just because we've said them and it's going to happen, whatever. We might, but the thing is that those things are ours. Well, people can say, well, I don't know about that. Here's the thing. If you decide to worry, guess what? You take on worry. You know? You begin to be convinced that it's my place to worry. Somebody has to worry. I just don't know why anybody would want to do that. Don't worry. Pray. Don't be afraid. Pray. Just pray. That's what he said. He said, just let your request be made known to God, say thank you, and go on. And the peace of God that passes understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I have prayed. I'm not afraid. And what if, you know, because people are quick to say, well, it didn't work, I'm still worried. Well, then what if you work it again and again and again? Because if you worry, you just keep worrying, right? You just keep at it. Nobody, unless they've learned the secret of giving that to God, nobody, once they've worried, quits worrying. So we're children of God. Once we've prayed, we can keep praying. We need to develop the habit. The habit of life in Christ Jesus. The practice of, if anyone be in Christ, they're a new creature. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. And if you say, but I feel the same, forget that part. I'm a new creature. God says, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. I am a new creature in Christ. I've been made brand new. Brand new is a lot better than an old wreck. I mean, I've driven things intentionally that most people thought were old wrecks just because I was driving it. You know, John keeps driving that truck even though his wife has made him park it in the back, and now she's had a softening to that, and he doesn't have to park in the back anymore. If he doesn't want to, he parks in the back. What's that got to do with anything? Well, you know what? We just do things. And we become things. So why don't we become what God says we should become? We will see him. Dear friends, we are already God's children. Lord, bring this word to our hearts. We're done. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want you to get your hopes up. But if you would chew on that, if you say, "Oh, that'll take me all day, Pastor," I'd say, "Well, okay then. We are already God's children. We're just flat his children." You know anything about children? Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, look, God said, "Become as little children." A little child, if you try to get in front of them to hide something from them, do they just... No, man. They're looking around you. They're trying to run around you. What? They're looking. So the Lord says, we are already his children. I'm already a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for the promises of God then. And then I think about me, we think about ourselves, we think, hey, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give us whatever we ask? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, we love our kids. We love our kids when they're not lovable. We love our kids sometimes when they aren't even worth loving. We just love them because we have that in our hearts. We just have it in our hearts. I remember I used to always tell my girls, because they would take an attitude with me, and I'd say, "Look, you're not the first kid that's been mad at me." Shiloh especially. I think Rachel, the minute that you said that, she started thinking. She said, "Well, if I'm mad at Dad, it'll last longer. I'll just say, Daddy, Daddy." Now, I didn't love Shiloh any less if she acted mad, but I got a kick out of that other one. I'm still getting kicks out of that other one. I hope I do for the rest of my life. Those kicks that the Lord gives us, those little things that he shows us that we can apply to our lives, that we can learn from. We are already children of God. That's it. We are. But he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. Well, if he says he has not yet shown us, does that mean we're just supposed to stop looking? That means that we're supposed to go, "This is good, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And then we take that same thing into circumstances and situations that they ain't so great. We say, it's going to get better. Remember, last week we talked about the end is coming soon. The end is coming soon. This is going to end. Pain's going to end, sorrow's going to end. Well, I know someday. Wait a minute, that sounds like Martha. Well, if you'd only been here, he'd have been okay. And Jesus said he'd be okay anyway. Well, I know that he will rise in the resurrection. Jesus said, "Didn't I say I was the resurrection and the life?" See, they hadn't seen yet. And Jesus came and he showed them. And who else did he show when he showed them? He showed us. He gave us something to consider. He gave us something to imagine. He gave us something to stand on. So that when it's so hard and we lose someone close, like a sister, and we can't do it, and God says, yeah, you can. Just have a little of this. Now, we've heard that, so we can use that. And so this week, today, right now maybe, you're sitting and you're feeling like that, and you say, I can use some of that, Lord. I want some of that. Again, as a little child, what does a little child do? If I started passing out candy to you guys, there's a little child here that would be running up and cutting in line. Because she knows that she should be first. She knows that Pastor might be a little confused, but she should be first. Don't ever feel like there's something wrong with you saying, Lord, I want to be first. Because everybody's first with God. Because we're already children of God. We do know this. We will be like him. For we will see him as he really is. So then does that mean we just say a prayer, we forget about it, and we'll say, well, later on we'll find out? I want to see a little more of how he really is all the time. All the time. Look unto God, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Look at him. Keep your eyes, as Fred said, from the Bible. But Fred said, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't say, oh, that's just Fred. No. Good idea. Because what does a kid do? Well, that sounds good. That sounds good to me. How did we ever get into messes? We got into messes because somebody made a suggestion that maybe wasn't the proper suggestion, but I got to fit in. Got to fit in. I had some got to fit ins that just about killed me. You know? I don't want to fit in anymore. I don't got to fit in anymore because I'm already a child of God. I was praying this morning and I ended up, somebody came to my mind to pray for, and so I was praying for that person, and then I was thinking about that person as the person that freely declares 39 years later, you're not as fun as you used to be. Oh, man, I could show him fun now. We had an experience in jail this week. I bet you thought we'd get through a week without the jail. We just can't, because that's your ministry too, you know? And we were talking, and then we started to worship, and I started to sing a song, and then I sort of did a Roger. I just sort of got lost in the song. And when I was done being lost in the song, I opened my eyes. And there were about 12 people in that pod, and those guys were all just sitting there, smiling. Just smiling. And they weren't saying anything. They were in the presence of God. They really were. And I just said, guys, that's what I've been telling you. There's no high like the Most High. And they just sat there. They didn't pat one another. They didn't try to turn it into a joke. They were little children. I said, you can go there anytime you want to. We can go there anytime that we choose. That we choose Jesus. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. When I give thanks, guess where I am? Guess where you are? We're through the gates. Through the courts with praise. into the most holy place, because we say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. When we hear things that we haven't heard before and they bear witness with our spirit, when we hear them in a way that we haven't heard them before and they enter into us, run with it. Go with it. Run the race to win. He's promised us the victory. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. That day's coming. But we got a lifetime of glimpses. We got a lifetime of experiences. We've got opportunity. I've been wanting ever since Vicky told me about that. I've been wanting him to come kiss me. He blesses me in lots of ways, but that was hers. But I love the runoff. I love the overflow. I love it. When we're in a place where the Spirit of the Lord is, let the overflow overflow. You, my cup, overflows. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You are here working in this place. We worship you. We worship you. Because you are the way maker. You're the miracle worker. Promise keeper. Whew. What an amazing God you are. There is no limit to your mercy. There is no limit to your generosity. You are the unlimited God. And so we praise you. And we worship you. And we adore you. And we will see him. We can take verses and just put them off and not go deeper. A lot of times people put them off, even when they felt the presence of God, they put them off and they don't go deeper. And then they stand on the outside and say, well, I don't know, I don't get it. You know? I just don't get it. Get it. Just go get it. Go get it. The Lord says, take my hand. Take his hand. Just go get it. Jesus gave the communion to him. He said, look, this is my body broken for you. He prophesied that his body would be broken. And this is a cup of a new and better covenant. That was a promise. It was a better covenant. So when he was gone and they took that better covenant, they would have to kind of, yeah, this is better. How can it be better? No, this is a better covenant. That's what he said. This is what we're looking for. This is a better covenant. He didn't lie. He couldn't lie. So this is a new and a better covenant. I don't know how, you know. And maybe the next time they're on, they'll go, you know what? It is better. You know, it's almost like he's here with us. Amen. Amen. See, they were learning. We know. They were finding out, and then they were writing it down, and then the other people were reading it, and some of them were going, yeah, and they were running with it, and some of them were going, oh, I wish he was still here. We may as well quit. We may as well give up. I don't know why we're bothering to pray. But those ones that took it and ran with it, guess what? Things were happening. You know? Philip was nobody. But he saved a nation. Stephen was just a servant. And he saved many nations. You know? Thing is that God is able to do abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine, and we can't imagine him being too great. We can't imagine him being more generous than he is. We can't imagine, because he said we can't imagine it, but we can imagine him. If we can stop imagining everything else and imagine him. If we can stop taking the things that confront us as the end of the story, and we can imagine, how will God fix this? If we can look back and see all the places where God intervened and God helped and God cared for us, if we will look back through those things, we will see he did great stuff we didn't even think to ask for. That he did a lot of things that we can't figure out how he did. He did it, and we didn't even know enough to ask for it. So, wow, he did that. He can do this. I can just live in the peace of God that passes understanding. I can. We win every time we choose to follow Jesus. Every time. Every time we cast down the imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we win. We don't know what we won, we just know we win. If you watch The Price is Right or one of those game days, you know, they choose something and they won what's behind that curtain. But before they get that curtain open, they got to choose something else. What about this? And they show them what it is. So now they got to choose between what they can see and what they can't see. Ooh. And when that happens, the people that are the contestants, they start thinking, ooh, I've seen a lot of people get burned. This is pretty good. This is better than nothing. And they open the curtain, and if they traded, they traded down. Because they wouldn't believe what they couldn't see. When we trade what we can see for what we can't see in Christ, we lose. We really do. Behold, I prepare a way for you. Behold, you can trust me. You see, our walk with God is intended to make life better and better and better. That's God's plan. The enemy has a different plan. To steal and kill and destroy. To get in our way. To confront us at everything. To cause us to doubt. To cause us to fear. We don't have to take that. Just because we don't know what it will be like when Christ appears, that's not a big deal. We don't have to explain what it's going to be like when he appears. What becomes the problem is when we get convinced about something we really don't understand and we think we got to get them to go with us. We need to let those things go. What I don't know, I don't know. But I do know we're already children of God. If we call upon his name, we are his children. When we look for him, we'll find him. Look for him. Look for him. When it's good, look for him to get better. When it's tough, look for him to solve the problems. Just look to Jesus. Just look unto Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Amen? For me, I wrote myself a note that said, I need to feel what he feels. I need to know what he knows. And I need to know what he knows about where I am. In other words, I need to know what he knows, and I need to know that he knows what I am, where I am. That doesn't make any sense, maybe, but I need to know that he knows and that I can just trust him. And I believe, and I know that you know this too, that if we just trust in it, he appears more often. we catch glimpses of him. We catch comfort from him. We have wisdom from him. He showed up. We make choices because he showed up. And we put our confidence then in these things. Put your confidence, have confidence that he is with you, that he is for you. And more than anything, that you are already a child of God. See, if we will live like this, then we will be lights in the darkness. And we will have confidence, and we will have assurance, and we will have life-changing opportunities, all based on he that lives in me is greater than he that is in the world. And we'll see him. And when we see him, we will say we saw him. And we will say we saw him because we know we saw him. And when we say that we know that we saw him in confidence, that seed drops into people. Remember, we talked about the gentleman that went around the world just praying for people. Never preached a message. They would just go to people on the streets, and they went to the most unlikely on the streets, and they would pray for them so that those people would experience the presence of God. And bodies were healed, and hearts were healed, and emotions were healed, and life was restored. And the only explanation they gave them is, that's the Lord. That's the Lord. That's how the disciples followed Jesus. He said, follow me, and they just started following him because he's the Lord. They didn't know that that was why they were following. I would venture to say that they had many times where they said, what in the world are we doing? And then when things got tough, what have we gotten ourselves into? Let me tell you, because you know this, I'm not speaking to anybody who doesn't know this, but this is what, I want you to know what you got yourself into. In Christ, you got yourself into life abundantly. Choose him. Always choose him. That's what we do, Lord. We choose you. We're grateful for you. We're thankful that we may not know yet, but we know this. We are God's children. We know that the best is yet to come. And we know that we're going to be like you when you do come. But until then, we just want to be a little more like you every day. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Praise the Lord.